Delaware State University's football team had a remarkable turnaround last year under its new coach, ex-Eagle star DeSean Jackson. But a lawsuit claims Jackson's tough guy culture led to one player's serious injuries in an attack by a teammate. More from WHYY's Chris Barish.
Jackson had promised a team defined by physical play, discipline, and a, quote, dog mentality. The team rebounded from 1-11 under the previous coach to finish 8-4 and earn a trip to the Mideastern Athletic Conference title game. But 3 days before that game, backup defensive safety Malachi Biggs had a locker room altercation with starting safety Anthony Hebert. Biggs now claims in a lawsuit that his bigger teammate put him in a chokehold, knocked him out, and dropped him to the floor. The crash fractured his jaw, ripped open his chin, and caused irreparable damage to at least a dozen teeth, the lawsuit said. Biggs's lawyer is Georgia Pham. She says the university was negligent in hiring and supervising Jackson, who instilled a violent culture among the players. She said Hebert was not disciplined for the attack and played 3 days later.
This is something that never should have happened, that shouldn't happen again, and that ultimately changed the trajectory of Malachi's entire life. There are indications that there has been a fostering of a kind of a tough guy, don't disrespect us, don't let people disrespect you culture.
The university had no comment, but in a social media post, Jackson said he has, quote, never fostered or encouraged hazing, bullying, or any violent environment. Jackson's post did not address the locker room altercation that injured Biggs, who has already had several dental surgeries and had a metal plate put in his chin. The lawsuit accused Hebert, who was not charged criminally, with battery and reckless conduct. Hebert could not be reached. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.